is, I mean, the Open University deploy Turnitin and Copycatch. So Turnitin is like an anti-plagiarism tool. Copycatch compares two students' work to see if there's a match. Now, that works really well for text-based, like essay-type answers, but both of those work less well when answers are written down and scanned in, say, like a PDF document, because Turnitin can't access them. And plus, with like math-type answers, they tend to be either all right or all wrong. It's very binary, and therefore, if someone gets the right answer, they get the right answer. It doesn't mean they've copied it. It just means they've got the right answer. So it's really hard to be able to tell whether students in those subject areas have plagiarized or colluded together. And I think that's the ones where our biggest concerns are. I think in other areas where things are more text-based, we've got quite a bit of confidence that we can catch people who are cheating or you know, plagiarizing or colluding. But for some of the other areas, it's more difficult. Yeah. I mean, there are some ways around it. So for some of the math type modules, we can use sort of computer marked assignments. So there's sort of very short answer questions where they've got effectively like multiple choice questions. So students can do some of those, and you can have them in like a question bank. So there are similar versions of the question. So there's question one, but it's got a variant, and it could be A, B, C, D, or E. So one, the first student might get variant 1B, the next one might get 1E, and you mix them all up. So what students can't do is go, well, the answer to question one is A, and then it's C, then it's D, because they've all got different variants. So that can help to some extent, but not all subjects lend themselves to sort of very short answer, multiple choice type questions. But if you've got the capability, that is one way of doing it.
Yeah. So from your experience,